It's an historic day, the leaders of North and South Korea meeting, pledging to work for complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This week, after more than 40 years, police in California think they've found the Golden State Killer. And what's up with Kanye West? Let's bring in Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, to look at how the news is filtering through social media, where a lot of people get their news. So let's see what they're seeing. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Robin.
First, this North and South Korea announcement. Leaders said they would work with the U.S. and China to declare an official end to the Korean War, seek a permanent peace agreement, historic, maybe promoted by President Trump's rhetoric, maybe because the longtime sanctions are working. But what's been the reaction on social media?
Enthusiastic so far. This is a developing story. So as people are thinking and seeing the pictures, this is such a picture-rich story, ripe for posting. People are trying to unpack what's happening. Is this really happening? One tweet that I picked up just a few hours ago was from the AFP correspondent, Ha Won-young, and we could actually see Kim Jong-un's handwriting. It was in the Peace House Summit guest book, and she translated what Kim Jong-un had actually written. A new history begins now, at the starting point of history and the era of peace. Hashtag Inter-Korea Summit.
Kim Jong-un uses a hashtag.
Not him.
Oh, she
Thank
did.
Thank you, Robin. Okay. That's what she said, not what he said.
Okay.
But I'm sure he would. The reaction underneath that tweet, thousands and thousands of retweets, thousands of shares.
Really?
Twitter handle Trump says, wow, peace through strength. MAGA. And Zisu says, this brings tears to my eyes. Hannah Chung, this is huge. My family just applauded. A lot of enthusiasm, a lot of people being carried along by the potential historical moment that this could be.
Well, you know, many Americans are questioning if it's real, if it'll last, what it will mean politically. But we forget, families were riven apart by this in our lifetime, some of us, and so some people. And so, you know, this is hugely emotional, so we'll continue to follow that. And the benefit of social media, we got an interpretation there. But also this week, California police arrested that suspect they think is the Golden State Killer, responsible for murders and rapes in the 70s and 80s up and down California. We were thinking of Patton Oswalt, his wife, Michelle McNamara's terrific book in which she reminded us it was so scary in California.
Indeed.
People were doing things like hanging tambourines, you know, from the ceiling, taking shifts so nobody went to sleep. They were so afraid of this attacker. But the police apparently found this person, a former policeman, their suspect, because of DNA from a genealogy website, and that's caused some concerns.
Yeah, and those are the websites where they say, we can find out where are you originally from, what part are you? Are you part Nigerian? Are you part Native American Indian? Are you part Polish? And you send off your DNA and they come back and give you some analyses. These are commercial websites, commercial organizations. And what the police did was they looked through using the DNA that they had found at various crime scenes from the Golden State Killer. And they had a match with about 100 people. And they looked at that, they narrowed it down, and that is how they found their suspect. There's a lot of small print that goes on with these DNA websites, and if you don't read it very carefully, you could be in trouble, because it does say sometimes that they can use the information, they can use your data, and they may be able to give your data up to law enforcement. All of those ethical questions,
right.
And normally with those data websites, the ethical questions are about knowing your history of your health, and what about if your employer knows that, or your health insurance company knows that you have a history of a particular kind of disease, will your insurance go up? That was the ethical question that we were wrestling with when we were looking at DNA websites, not could you be tracked down by the police.
Yeah.
This is a new one.
I just want to quickly mention a couple of things. It's been 4 years since the Flint water crisis began this week, and some people there are still without water. They're still using the hashtag Flint Water Crisis. And 10-year-old Mari Kopany, also known as Little Miss Flint, we spoke with her in the past. She spoke at a rally on Wednesday to mark this anniversary.
Water is life, but for Flint, bottled water is life. 4 years. If we were in a higher income area, this crisis would have never hit the four-year mark.
Oh, that's right. You know it.
And so we just want to know, check out the hashtag Flint Water Crisis, because it's still on and it's still being used. But we have to talk about Kanye West, the rapper.
People in Flint might disagree with you.
Yes.
The only thing I would say about that hashtag, Robin, is that it's still ongoing. When a hashtag has a part where it can go on and on and on and on, you know that there either is something behind that or there is a continuing problem. So the hashtag is being used, Flint water crisis, exactly the same way it was being used 4 years ago,
right,
with people showing
it's
their
amazing
dirty water,
you know,
that
what?
They're being expected to drink.
And I've decided maybe
that's
we,
important. Maybe sorry, Kanye.
No, I was going to say, maybe we don't have to talk about Kanye West. But so I'm going to skip him for a second. If we have time, we will, because remember Flint water crisis still going on. But also, Kate Middleton, I just want to get to this. The Duchess of Cambridge gave birth to her third child, Louis Arthur Charles, on Monday and came out hours later in heels. Let's listen.
How are you feeling?
Oh, my God. How are you feeling? How are you looking? Amazing. And now people, women all over social media are showing how they looked after birth.
Yeah, Laura says, Kate Middleton gives birth and walks out looking flawless 7 hours later. Sophie Veschbau, per usual, Kate Middleton looks better immediately after giving birth than I do 99.9% of the time. Mums are actually posting pictures of how they looked and how Kate Middleton looks, the Duchess of Cambridge looks, after giving birth. One posted one of her looking like Rocky after doing several rounds in the ring. and Ellie Taylor breaks down her day. My day, 11 a.m, wake up, eat cheese, 4 p.m, put bra on, 6 p.m, take bra off, eat cheese. Kate Middleton's day, 11 a.m, birth human, 4 p.m, blow dry, full makeup, 6 p.m, present new heir to media, looking red carpet ready. I have to say, internet people, Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, she has people to make her look that
yes
good.
And we should say, just to give Kanye West a little bit of due, he's been tweeting his support of President Trump this week, and good for him. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always.
You're so welcome.